1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. It is only Tuesday, but the Thanksgiving travel rush has already begun. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is in Chicago.
Kathleen Alfredson and 9-month-old Sean got to Chicago O'Hare nearly 4 hours before their flight, hoping to miss the Thanksgiving travel rush.
I've never traveled during Thanksgiving, and I don't want to. It looks too busy.
And it is busy.
It's the most important holiday of the year for us.
Omar Idris oversees United's Chicago hub at one of the country's busiest airports.
We plan and plan and plan throughout the year, and we find ourselves in a very healthy position to deliver the staffing needed to fly the schedule we're promising.
The FAA expects today to be the busiest travel day with about 48,000 flights scheduled. On the road, gas prices are climbing, but every state is still seeing lower prices than they did a week ago. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan.
Slowing down a few miles an hour, setting that cruise control a little bit lower, can help boost your fuel efficiency by 10 to 25%, in essence saving the equivalent of 35 to 75 cents a gallon.
The nationwide average now is $3.64 a gallon. A driver who slammed into an Apple store near Boston yesterday, killing one person and injuring 20 others, now faces reckless homicide charges. He appeared before a judge this morning.
I am going to set bail in the amount of $100,000 cash based on all of those factors. I am going to order that he is not to operate a motor vehicle while this case is pending.
The 53-year-old has already bonded out. He'll be back in court next month. A former Army vet is being hailed a hero for stopping a shooter at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs. Rich Fierro says grabbing the gunman was a reflex from his military days.
Listen, there's video and all kinds of stuff. I don't know if I'm even telling it right. I just know I got into mode. And I needed to save my family. And that family was, at that time, everybody in that room. And that's what I was trained to do.
Five people died that day. The suspected shooter still in the hospital facing murder and hate crimes charges. Soccer fans wearing rainbow gear at the World Cup in Qatar say they're being turned away from stadiums a day after FIFA threatened teams with penalties for wearing LGBTQ armbands. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was there and says it's concerning.
It's always concerning from my perspective when we see any restrictions on freedom of expression. It's especially so when the expression is for diversity and for inclusion.
At least one player has been expelled from a match so far. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-577-4976. 800-577-4976. 800-577-4976.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. In Columbia County, 15-year-old Garrett Diem shot a trophy buck but was distraught to find it missing a mere 20 minutes after he took pictures with the 22-pointer. He went over to show his grandparents the pictures and get the equipment he needed to field dress the deer, but found it missing when he returned. His mom contacted the Columbia County Sheriff's Office and posted a plea on Facebook. According to WAOW, Garrett's mom Sarah's post was shared over 5,000 times overnight. The next morning, the head and cape of the deer were returned, and the suspect confessed and offered to pay for the meat processing. While the family was astounded that someone would take the buck right off their property, they are grateful to the community and everyone on Facebook for spreading the word and pictures and that the buck was returned. Garrett should be getting the meat back from processing within the next week or two. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 39. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 18. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 44. Mid-40s Thursday, upper 30s Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, happy Tuesday afternoon, everyone out there in the listening audience, hearing my voice. You are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but I am kept company by Evan on the production board. How you doing, big guy?
There's always Brian.
He's always around. He says hi, everyone. I do want to let everybody know he does say hi.
He really thinks highly of you.
He wishes that he could be here, but he's got a little work to be done still, and little is a nice way to determine that to-do list before the holiday weekend, but that's okay. You can also join us on the phone line, share your tangent, 844-967-2789 to keep us company. We got a number of Wisconsin headlines that we're going to get to, and you're listening to this fine program across the Civic Media Network here in Madison, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN, 1580 AM in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. And a variety of other stations, Richland Center, Radio from the Center, WRCE, Lake Air in Amory, WXCE, locally grown radio, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Again, that number to call and participate on this Tuesday afternoon, 844-967-2789. We're going to have a conversation about how to talk to your loved ones this holiday weekend, because we're going to be gathering around the table with maybe people that have been reading one too many of those QAnon stories or right-wing media ecosystem, hearing too much talk radio, going into chat rooms. Maybe they're just finding it on Twitter these days. It's been a lot of it creeping up there since Elon Musk has taken over that platform. But we're going to have a conversation about how to talk to those loved ones that maybe, as a good example, QAnon, maybe have gone a little too far away, and it may seem hard to reach them. So we're going to have that conversation, but before we get there, we're going to talk about some of the Wisconsin headlines, because today we are hearing reports out from the Republicans in charge of the Wisconsin legislature of what they would like to do with yesterday's announced $6.6 billion surplus. Again, we knew that this surplus was coming. It's been growing. Every couple of months, we get a new updated report. The state is better at collecting taxes that are owed under the Evers administration than former administrations in the past. And then Republicans in the state legislature have had no interest in returning those funds back to Wisconsin taxpayers as they struggled with inflation over the last year, as they struggled with rising gas prices. Now, those are going down now as well. I think it's important to point out Wisconsin seeing the largest weekly average drop in the nation for a gallon of gas over the last 7 days.
Put your tinfoil hat on.
I don't want to...
Right after the election.
I don't want to stoke any conspiracy theories. We're going to talk about conspiracy theories with QAnon, Evan. But
right after the election. I'm just saying.
How too convenient. How too convenient that the price of gasoline all of a sudden just in a pretty steep decline. Normally, Evan, before a holiday, when people are going to hit the road and go and they're going to see an increased demand for gasoline, going to visit loved ones, family members around the country, around the state. Normally, that's when gas prices go up. My parents always used to tell you, like, you got to fill up the weekend before Thanksgiving if you're planning on doing all that driving on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, sudden rise the week before the election, precipitous fall the week after.
Not even a sudden rise before the election. Gas prices, we are now seeing the yearly low for a barrel of oil in 2022, just days after the midterm election. So it's like, what was keeping that price so high throughout the entire 2022 election cycle? What? And I'm not going to point out conspiracies. I can't say for fact that this is that it's related. It's just it's pretty all too convenient that all of a sudden these gas prices are. Did you see the one in the Sheetz in Pennsylvania? One of the main chains there going to offer gas $1.99 a gallon over the Thanksgiving weekend, Evan.
Wow, the fuel saver.
Yeah, because guess what? I think that they have more gasoline on their hands than they need, and they were charging way too much to artificially make it a problem. But who knows? Can't say that for sure. Just all
just
too convenient. Just saying. We'll put those tinfoil hats away. But here in the state of Wisconsin, we've been facing rising costs, and there's a budget surplus at the in the state coffers, $6.6 billion. And Republicans refused back throughout this last summer. We knew it was going to get up to $5.5 billion. And when that announcement came out, the Evers administration said, let's return some of those funds back to Wisconsin taxpayers, hardworking Wisconsin taxpayers that could use a tax rebate to offset the rising costs of prices. And Republicans said, no, no, no. We're going to hold on to that. We're going to see who wins the governor's mansion, and then we'll decide what we're going to do. And Evers has said we should invest in education. Our public K-12 and the UW system, the public education institutions here in the state of Wisconsin, are in need of investment. Republicans said, oh no, we're not going to do that either. And we found out today, UW-Richland. The UW Extension in Richland Center, Wisconsin, southwest Wisconsin, closing up. This will be the last year of UW-Richland. Todd Alba covered that breaking news on the Todd Alba Show.
It's a first, as I understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
this has never happened.
And so those services from UW-Richland will be offered through UW-Baraboo and UW-Platteville beginning in the fall of 2023. But there are areas where this state could invest that historic $6.6 billion surplus. And Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu are going to say all of those great causes to invest in, be damned. What we're going to do.